The candidates in Wisconsin's closely watched race for U.S. Senate met for their first and only debate, and there were plenty of contrasts. It's Monday, October 21st, and this is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning, I'm Alex Crow. Coming up on the show today, Republican vice presidential candidate J.D. Vance was in Waukesha speaking to voters yesterday, and WPR's Danielle Kating has a report on an issue that's been mostly absent from this year's presidential race. Stay with us.
Wisconsin Today is a perfect way to stay current on Wisconsin news, including headlines with context from around the state. It's your support that makes it possible. Give now at wpr.org/givewitoday.
Democratic U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin and Republican challenger Eric Hovde staked their positions on a wide range of issues during Wisconsin's only Senate debate of the campaign. As Rich Kramer reports, that included their views on abortion.
The candidates were asked if they'd support restoring Roe v. Wade abortion rights and restrictions. Baldwin, who has introduced legislation to restore federal abortion protections, said a woman's rights and freedoms should not depend on her zip code or state.
I'm trying to lead the way to restore Roe so that we don't see prosecution of women who have miscarried or doctors who are providing health care.
Hovde said abortion is now a state issue. He said he supports a woman's right to choose early in a pregnancy, but voters should set limits in Wisconsin.
And I think we as a state should resolve this issue with a referendum where everybody gets a right to vote.
Hovde also said he supports exceptions allowing women to have abortions in cases of rape or incest. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Republican vice presidential candidate J.D. Vance was in Waukesha yesterday. The event was billed as a faith rally, but Vance tapped into familiar GOP campaign themes of safety at the southern border and inflation. Speaking in an airport hangar, Vance told supporters that Democratic challenger Vice President Kamala Harris has not done enough on either issue.
I think anybody with an ounce of common sense is saying Kamala Harris, day one was 1,400 days ago. What the hell are you doing?
The rally was billed as an appeal to Catholics, but Vance did not speak much about his own faith. That could be because abortion is one of the most divisive issues in the election. With the election only 15 days away, Harris will be in Waukesha County today. Her running mate, Governor Tim Walz, will appear in Madison tomorrow with Democratic former President Barack Obama. Voters in more than 100 school districts across Wisconsin will be asked to approve school referendums on November 5th. Corian Hess reports educators believe the state legislature is not adequately funding public education.
In Madison, the school district has two referendum questions on the ballot, totaling more than $600 million. Superintendent Joe Gothard says the district doesn't have time to wait for lawmakers to pass bills to increase state funding for school districts.
So I'm concerned that without any change, that the taxpayers are going to be looked at as time after time being required to really do the work that our state lawmakers are elected to do, and that is to make sure that our public schools are fully funded.
The state budget included an annual funding increase for public schools, but educators say it didn't catch them up from a freeze in state revenue caps. Corrine Hess, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Lawyers involved in efforts to reverse former President Donald Trump's 2020 loss in Wisconsin are seeking major changes to Wisconsin's voter rolls less than 20 days before the election. A lawsuit filed by attorneys Michael Dean and Kevin Scott alleges more than 10,000 non-citizens could be registered to vote. It's asking a Waukesha County judge to order the Wisconsin Department of Transportation and Wisconsin Elections Commission to verify citizenship status for millions of residents before November 5th. During a hearing on Thursday, Assistant Attorney General Lynn Lodahl urged the judge to dismiss the lawsuit. Lodahl said it could cause newly naturalized citizens to be disenfranchised.
What we are concerned about is this data sweep that's going to deactivate the voter registrations of U.S. citizens, people who are properly registered less than 20 days before an election.
The judge is now considering whether to dismiss the case or order the verification. Voters in northeastern Wisconsin's 8th congressional district will cast ballots next month for two candidates who've never held public office. Joe Schultz has more on the race between Republican Tony Weed and Democrat Kristen Lierley.
Weed and Lierley are competing for the seat left vacant when Mike Gallagher resigned earlier this year. Weed, who's a businessman, received former President Trump's endorsement when he entered the race. Lierley, an OBGYN, was a plaintiff on a lawsuit challenging Wisconsin's pre-Civil War abortion law. They shared clashing views on reproductive rights at a recent debate. Weed says it's a state issue.
I believe that it should continue to stay as a state's right issue.
Lierley disagrees.
Saying that this is a decision for the states is a cop-out.
The 8th Congressional District has been represented by Republicans since 2011. Joe Schultz, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Coming up, WPR's Danielle Kading has a report on an issue that's been mostly absent from this year's presidential race.
What we're seeing the two candidates talking about as those top-of-mind issues really don't come anywhere near climate change.
That's after the break. Stay with us.
Hi, it's Steve Inskeep. There are many ways to make mornings more interesting. You can set a festive new alarm ringtone. Wake up on the wrong side of the bed on purpose. Put hazelnut spread on your toast. Sing all the parts to your favorite musical in the shower.
Edelweiss, Edelweiss.
And after the applause dies down, you can listen to Morning Edition from NPR News every weekday.
And finally, in recent weeks, two devastating hurricanes have pummeled the southeastern United States. Scientists say they were made worse by climate change. Despite the far-ranging effects of the climate crisis, the issue hasn't surged to the front of the presidential election. As WPR's Danielle Kading reports, that's dismayed some Wisconsin voters who say it should be top of mind.
In September, a crowd waits in line to see Minnesota Governor Tim Walz at a campaign rally in Superior. Off to the side, Ashland business owner and Democrat Will Pipkin is setting up signs. He rattles off their slogans.
Without a healthy climate, there's no freedom. Another cat lady for democracy.
Pipkin said climate change is one of his top issues, and it's among reasons why he's backing Democratic Vice President Kamala Harris and Walz in the presidential race. WPR asked voters about what issues they want candidates to discuss as part of our America Amplified project. More than a dozen people said climate change is their top concern. Pipkin said he feels Harris and Republican former President Donald Trump didn't say much about the issue during the September presidential debate.
It was glossed over. I'm glad that she pointed toward the things that happened as a part of Build Back Better and the other infrastructure projects. That's good, but it's not nearly enough as to where we need to go.
He's not alone. Democrat Diane Parker of Trigo told WPR she wishes the candidates would weigh in on climate change and severe weather.
I think it's not as much of a hot button issue as some of the other political questions are, the economy and others.
Political expert Mordecai Lee says it's interesting that climate change has been practically invisible in this election, despite two hurricanes hitting Florida in 2 weeks. He's a professor emeritus at the University of Wisconsin, Milwaukee.
What we're seeing the two candidates talking about as those top-of-mind issues really don't come anywhere near climate change.
The issue is way down the list of voters' concerns in state and national polls. In a survey last year by Wisconsin's, residents rated it as less of a problem than inflation, gun violence, and health care. Lee says part of the reason it may not be getting much attention is that voters already see Democrats as the pro-environment party. During the presidential debate, Harris touted spending under laws like the Inflation Reduction Act.
Over the last 4 years, we have invested $1 trillion in a clean energy economy, while we have also increased domestic gas production to historic levels.
In stark contrast, Trump said he would revoke any unspent funds under the law, calling it the Green New Scam. At the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee, he pledged to boost oil production.
I will end the devastating inflation crisis immediately, bring down interest rates, and lower the cost of energy. We will drill, baby, drill.
During his presidency, Trump withdrew the nation from the Paris Climate Agreement. The Biden-Harris administration later rejoined the pact aimed at reducing emissions worldwide. Sedona Chin is an assistant professor of life sciences communication at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. She says climate change is clearly not a priority for Trump and adds Harris may not be talking about it as she tries to court voters across the political aisle.
There may be some hesitancy to using an issue that's typically considered a politically polarized issue and a wedge issue and talking about that too much because there's a risk it could alienate some of those moderate Republicans.
In Wisconsin, a survey this year shows voters are split on climate change along party lines. But some conservatives are concerned about it, including Appleton native and Gen Z Republican Benji Backer. The founder of the American Conservation Coalition says the country needs an all-of-the-above energy policy that includes conservative solutions to climate change.
You can lower carbon emissions and pollution in the atmosphere and also grow the economy.
As December draws near, Backer says he's undecided. He says he doesn't subscribe to Harris' beliefs on environmental issues, but Trump's stance on climate change isn't good enough for him. Either way, political experts say the issue is unlikely to pull in Wisconsin's few undecided voters on Election Day. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.
If you have questions about voting in Wisconsin or you want to learn about the candidates on your ballot, visit WPR.org/election2024. And quickly before we get out of here, I want to let you know the Green Bay Packers got a win over the Houston Texans yesterday by a final score of 24-22. The Packers now have 5 wins and 2 losses on the year. They'll play the Jacksonville Jaguars this upcoming Sunday at noon. And that'll do it for this Monday. Thanks for joining us for Wisconsin Today Morning News. I'm your host, Alex Crow, and Rob Menser and John Davis were the producers putting the show together behind the scenes today. Hey, we really do love hearing your feedback, so send us a rating or review on your favorite podcast app, or send us an email at newscasts@wpr.org. Have a great rest of your day. We'll talk to you again soon.